I've always considered myself to be extremely fortunate to have been born in the 50s, 1950 to be precise, because of that I lived through amazing musical extravaganza of the 50s, the 60s and the 70s, and it was great when I was a young guy, a young lad here, when there was no television. And my mum and dad would have the old wireless set, you know, the big brown things with that fabric in front and some kind of gold logo, and you'd have to thump it now and again just to get it to work, or the valves would overheat. But as I said, I was fortunate because my mum and dad always had the radio on during the day. If my dad was working, I was home from school as a young boy in the primary school, I'd come home, my mum would have the radio on and she'd be singing along or humming along, and she could even whistle. But what made it so great was the fact there was no television at that time. Some people of the younger generations just now maybe don't appreciate the fact of ever having an existence in this world without a television set. But it was great because both my mum and dad were wonderful singers. Unfortunately, I didn't inherit that, but they were great, and they would sing about the house, or they would sing to each other just to embarrass us, the children. You know, they all sing, "Stop it, Dad, stop it, Mum." But they were lovely singers, and they would also sing in public. And it was all the songs, musically, this from the big bands, Joe Loss, etc., that would be played invariably on the radios at the time. And having grown up with big band sounds, I've continued to enjoy that music, and I still play them. I still have vinyl records, and it's still great to hear them. It's evergreen music, as I would call it. But music moved on, and by the time I was in my early years, in other words, from the age of about 7 to about 10, music started changing on the radio, and there were still the big bands, but along came people like this, like Kenny Ball, Acker Bulk. Now, for me, as a young lad, this was amazing stuff. I mean, this was... it would have been classed as rock or pop at the time, but it was a massive jump, a massive leap in music. And as I said, the good thing was, no television yet. I don't think we got a television until I was probably in my late years at the primary school. It'd probably be about 10 or 11 before we got our first television. Would you believe that? And it would be black and white, no colour. But the songs and the music were changing. And what I found amazing about that was I was beginning to really get into this stuff, and I would be the one that would be turning up the volume on the old wireless set, because at that time I didn't have any personal music of my own. We didn't have iPods, we didn't have iPhones, we didn't have anything. I didn't even have a personal radio or my own wee wireless to take upstairs to my bedroom with me. So if I wanted to listen to music, it was downstairs. That had a bonus because you lived and listen to the music with your family and all, so that was a good thing.
If your sweetheart sends a letter.
And by the mid-50s, along came guys like Johnny Ray. Now, I have a great affection for this guy. Don't ask me why, I just thought, when I heard this song and then I listened to these other songs, and these were massive, to me, modern ballads of the day for a young guy growing up. And hearing my mum sing this, because she could sing this beautifully, and it always stuck with me. And another tie-in with this was an uncle of mine's, Johnny Ray, wore a hearing aid. He had some problem with his hearing, degenerative, I guess. and had an uncle that actually looked like Johnny Ray and also wore a hearing aid. So always there was a correlation there between my uncle and Johnny Ray. And this song in particular has always stuck with me, and I can hear my mum singing it now, singing along with Johnny Ray in the radio. I wouldn't say that my parents influenced me in music at all, and I wouldn't say we ever shared anything common. We wouldn't necessarily talk about music. Maybe we'd just say, oh, I love that song, or isn't that great? But we didn't discuss at that time what music was. I don't think my mum ever hated anything I played, and I can't say I ever hated anything she played or my dad played, because at that time that was the only music that you had to listen to, and it was just wonderful.
Put your head down and go on and cry.
Other love have I.
Now this song in particular, I can remember my dad singing to my mum, and this was one of the sketches where he would do it and he would grab her hands and look her in her eyes, but only when we were there, because he really wanted to embarrass us, and we'd all cover our eyes and shy away. Oh mum, oh dad. And she'd stand there straight faced and looking into his eyes, and it was all just a big joke. I knew he meant it, of course, but it was just to wind us kids up. He knew it would embarrass us something terrible with all one scattering. I could hear him laughing and chuckling about the event at the time. But bands like this, big band stuff, the more modern stuff that was coming on, it was all great. And the memories, you know, they're flooding back at the moment with the music that flooded our home until the dastard the television came along and ruined it all. Maybe I didn't think it was ruined all at the time, but when I think back now and I look back now, well, if we hadn't got a television for another 10 years, how much music would we all have shared as a family? It's been wonderful. But there you go. Along came the magic box and killed the radio, as the song says. So I'll run through a few tracks, I'll just let them go through, and this was running up to my mid-50s, to the age of about 10 or 11, and some of the music, a few of the tracks that were played in the house at that time.
Into the night I come.
Hurry home, come home. Set me free, free from doubt, and free from love.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game, all in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking thin, but these things your hearts can rise above.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights,
too many nights,
too many stars,
too many stars,
too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Well, I guess by the time I was 11 or 12, I had my own personal radio. I remember a beautiful Perdio with the big plastic dial on the front, and that was me. I had my independence for music, and that would sit in my bedroom on my chesty drawers next to the bed, and I could then listen to some of the pirate radio stations of the time, but in particular to Radio Luxembourg. But you know, the funny thing is that when I think back to those days of music in our house, I always think back to the influence that my mum and dad had, simply because of the way that they allowed the wireless to be played whenever we wanted to, and also because of the fact both of them sang and were lovely singers. And if we had a social meeting, a social event in the house, or they used to go to the clubs on a Saturday night, and both would take their turns singing. My dad was a great piano player, and he could hit honky-tonk out, he could sing, and he would accompany other singers, and my mum would be there. And you know, they both had their own favourite songs, I guess most people did of those days. And so, I'll play the two songs that matter most to me with regards to my parents. And the first is Answer Me. My mum used to sing this song, and I can hear her singing now. She's still alive, but I suppose she could probably still sing it. But it was a wonderful song. And my dad's, well, I've played this before, and I think most of you know, since my dad gone, this song means one hell of a lot to me.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happier without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love.
Oh, just to know somehow you are near. I have often walked on the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live.
Well, there you have it. My memories of my parents' influence on me in music as a young lad, and I can see them yet singing to each other and holding hands, and it's just wonderful. And they created a great atmosphere in our house because of the music that was played. My sisters in particular, my older sister, who could also sing, both my sisters could sing. I don't know how I lost out on that gene, but it was great because they'd all take a chance at singing whatever was on, whatever suited them, and the music would be there. So it was wonderful to grow up in that musical environment with the old wireless set. Go on, give it another kick. So I'll finish off with a fond memory of my mum and dad on the dance floor, or on the dance floor of the living room,